USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Joe Biden marked the 56th anniversary of Bloody Sunday by signing an executive order to expand access to voting.
Today, on the anniversary of Bloody Sunday, I'm signing an executive order to make it easier for eligible voters to register to vote and improve access to voting. Every eligible voter should be able to vote and have that vote counted.
Police viciously beat hundreds of civil rights activists calling for voting rights as they attempted to march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama in 1965. Two more women have accused New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of inappropriate conduct. Analysts told the Wall Street Journal of Cuomo's conduct when she worked as a policy aide. Karen Hinton told the Washington Post about allegations while she was a press aide. Four women have now made sexual harassment allegations against Governor Cuomo. New York's Attorney General plans to hire an outside law firm to investigate. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jury selection in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin starts Monday.
George Floyd's family, as the victims who I represent, have been informed that they have every intention of the trial going forward.
The Floyd family's attorney, Ben Crump, tells CBS's Face the Nation it's his hope that police reform is part of President Joe Biden's legacy.
We need systematic change and reform in policing, and I know millions of black people went out and voted. And these cities like Atlanta and Milwaukee and Detroit, with George Floyd and Breonna on their mind.
Chauvin is charged with murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd last May, sparking civil unrest nationwide. Government buildings downtown are fenced off in anticipation of possible demonstrations. Some businesses have boarded up or closed. Floyd died after Chauvin kneeled on his neck for several minutes as Floyd repeated, "I can't breathe." This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Ohio university has suspended a frat after a hazing incident left a sophomore in critical condition. Dan Naraki has the latest from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
Bowling Green State University has placed its chapter of Pi Kappa Alpha on suspension after a student was hospitalized in an alcohol-related incident. An attorney for the family of 20-year-old Stone Fultz says he is alive while his family works with doctors to donate his organs, and that the hazing incident involved a large amount of alcohol consumed in a short period of time. The university says it's working with law enforcement to investigate the off-campus incident. In a statement, the national chapter of the fraternity said it had a zero-tolerance policy, saying the incident left officials horrified and outraged.
A spokesperson for Bowling Green says given that the fraternity is not currently recognized as a registered student organization, the fraternity's Greek letters were removed from its on-campus residence this morning. Some early reviews are in on a new streaming service.
Paramount Plus launching March 4th. Reviewers giving out high marks for its low price, as low as $5.99, but low marks for a relative lack of original programming. IG.com also says Paramount Plus is a clunky user interface, and it doesn't give you a way to create a favorites list or a watch later list. TheVerge.com points out that some TV series are missing seasons. The website says, though, that Paramount Plus is maybe one of the best streaming services for people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s looking to watch the shows they grew up with. CNET.com's reviewer gives it a 7 out of 10 and says one of the biggest draws might be for kids for all its Nickelodeon offerings. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.